The following is an AI reading of my blog called
You Don't Have to Do It, A Better Life Awaits.
It is for people who don't have time to read blogs and can listen to podcasts though. So, let's go!
Today, I read a quote by Max Hillebrand, "You can simply walk away from the modern systems of slavery. Why don't you?" Max wrote this on Noster, but that's another story. As I read through the comments, some people were saying things like, "Yes, but I have a mortgage and we are used to certain comfort." If you believe this, please read carefully, as what follows will change your perspective. Firstly, look for people who have done it and were once in a similar situation as you. Most individuals are not truly unique in their circumstances. A family with a mortgage and a desire for a comfortable life is very common, I mean that in a positive way. We all strive for a life of comfort, connection, and love. However, know this, thousands of people just like you have managed to walk away from the modern systems of slavery. They have families, either had or currently have mortgages and fiat jobs. Communities such as Noster or Bitcoin communities are full of individuals who have done it successfully. So, don't hesitate, just ask. Don't just assume that it can't be done. People's perception of those who live freely differs from the reality, often significantly. We do this to make our lives easier, not harder. We live fully, not in concealment. Living freely isn't about hiding away in a cave, avoiding government agents. It's about piercing through the mental fog of monotonous routines, poor diet, and unfulfilling bullshit fiat jobs. True freedom is about achieving clarity, waking up to reality, and expressing ourselves fully through our actions. A somewhat stupid example, but this is a good illustration. Amin Rafi had a talk at one event, and he said something like, "You know you have the tracking device in your pocket. I know it's convenient, but I want to let you know that you don't have to do it. You can just use another device." He paused and repeated, "You don't have to do it. I had an iPhone back then. I decided to give Graphene OS a try. I was reluctant. We had shared family photos and it was convenient. I purchased some apps as well. In addition, a terrible experience with Android half a decade ago still lingered in my memory. However, for weeks I kept thinking, 'You don't have to do it. No, I am not special.'" People who use different devices are not home, it's living in caves. So, I decided to give it a try. I got a Pixel Fold because I believed if I had something that an iPhone couldn't offer essentially, a tablet that fits in my pocket, I would be more inclined to keep using it. I installed Graphene OS on the device and never took the iPhone with me again. It stayed on a charger for a few months. Surprisingly, my quality of life improved. Foldable phones are indeed the way to go. Although not an easy transition, I gained much more than what I lost. Remember, it's just a phone. I installed some apps that were similar and others that were different. Life is not about choosing between iPhone or Graphene OS. Nevertheless, the hint remains relevant: you don't have to do it. If you are not helping anyone in the so-called fiat mine, also known as job, if you can help people much more by doing your thing, your unique ability, get the hell out of there. Outside, there is full spectrum light from the sun. Joy of doing your thing will be an upgrade. Aim big. Your goal is not to somehow get out of the systems of slavery and live in fear. Your job is to make your life better, way better. The act of switching takes time. You have to install new apps for your life. But at the other end of this is life that is much better. I like to go to chill by the river with my family. My favorite time is Monday 11 a.m. We take chairs and the table out of the car, make coffee, cook something nice. Sometimes I do some work, and then we almost always remember old times with my wife, not with nostalgia. Wow, we used to stress in a morning traffic jam, sit in an office, like 90% of the people in productive age in this city. We are very grateful for our lives, and expressing gratitude adds a positive touch to these thoughts. Gratitude works like magic in eliminating negativity. We don't have to do it anymore, that's my perspective on the matter. In reality, I never had to do it from the beginning. It was merely an option, potentially not the best one. Note that I wasn't always employed full-time in a traditional manner. From a young age, I possessed an entrepreneurial spirit. Regardless, I created my own personal obligation. sharing my story with you won't be much help. Instead, identify someone who began from a similar position to yours and ask about their actions. Then, find another person and ask again. This concept is comparable to Bitcoin Wall. It's the same Bitcoin, yet people with similar goals often choose different wallets. In freedom lies diversity. Everyone has the ability to uncover their unique path. Remember this, there is indeed a path out there for you. At the other side is a better life, with clarity, purpose, and life fulfillment. And yes, with warm bed, garden, hug from your husband or wife, if that's what you desire. Just like thousands of other people who have done it, we have freedom tech, we have freedom philosophy, now is the best time to do it. I don't know how your path looks, no one does, but it will probably start with a first step, that is, realizing you don't have to do it anymore. I call this idea Orange Summer, and I have explained it in my Option Plus podcast, episode You Are a Bitcoiner Now, What's Next?
Thank you for listening. I'm sorry for any possible quirks generated by the large language model or text-to-speech engine, but I think it is worth transferring these blocks into audio form for people who can't or don't have time to read. So I hope it was useful to you, and I would really appreciate if you used value for value podcasting apps to listen to this episode and stream me some sets or Boost. I read all the comments on the Boosts as well. So if you have any comment about this content, feel free to use Fountain.fm or any other app and boost this podcast. Thank you very much.